Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jericho Network on Westwood One. All right. It's the big news that the entire world is talking about. We're only 1 week away from Star Wars: The Force Awakens. And I've got the Star Wars Symposium here today. We're discussing all things Star Wars with the returning team, Tiger Awesome. I wanted to find the three biggest Star Wars nerds that I could find. And when you think of nerds, you think of Nick Mundy, Clint Gage, and Michael Truly. Team Tiger Awesome, the amazing group of guys that I made Nothing to Report with. The Comedy Central web series, huge, huge hit. Go to ComedyCentral.com or on YouTube to watch Nothing to Report. And stick here, right with us today, the Star Wars Symposium with Mundy, Truly, and Gage. We're breaking down the original three movies and the prequels, what we love about them, what we don't. We mull over some of the characters and plot lines that made us go, what the hell was Lucas thinking? We're going over favorite characters, which of the Star Wars movies we like best. You'll hear some trivia along the way that you didn't know, maybe even a couple stories you never heard before. We're going to talk about Porkins. We love Porkins. We discuss some of the rumors about stories and characters we might see in The Force Awakens. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, and that's blasphemous, but if you're not, you'll be by the time this podcast is over. The big Talk is Jericho Star Wars Symposium is about to begin.
Strong am I with the Force.
I can feel you hitting that subscribe button on iTunes, and thank you. I do appreciate it. I can also feel you leaving this podcast a 5-star rating with some killer intergalactic comments. The more you rate this show, the more stars you give it, the better it is for me and the better chance I have of getting Harrison Ford on Talk is Jericho. Hey, what about that? How about Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, somebody from Star Wars, Art Shamsky. You want to see Art Shamsky? He played the third Ewok in Return of the Jedi, I think. I'm feeling you're going to love this podcast. I'm also feeling you're going to win the free copy of DDP Yoga signed by Diamond Dallas Page himself. And all you got to do to get that is tweet your personal DDP Yoga success story to @TalkIsJericho. Use the hashtag podcast1. One winner will be schwazened to get the free DDP Yoga program autograph of Mr. Page himself. DDP Yoga, more than just a workout program, it's a healthier way of life that's already helped tens of thousands of people. You guys know how much it's helped me. I wouldn't still be in the ring or on stage with Fozzy giving high performances if not for DDP Yoga. Go to Instagram and see all the jumping and singing and craziness that we did this last tour. It also helped Arthur Borman. Arthur's a disabled veteran who was injured from too many jumps as a paratrooper. For 15 years, he was told he'd never walk again without crutches and leg braces. Arthur gained a ton of weight, nearly gave up on himself. That's when he discovered DDP and DDP Yoga. Arthur's story is pretty unbelievable. You got to see the video and the pictures, which you can check out at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Incredible. DDP Yoga has helped tens of thousands of people, including AJ Styles. Had to go home early from a New Japan tour. AJ is one of the best workers in the world right now. He's currently training with DDP at DDP's, what would you call it, warehouse, sanctuary in Atlanta. And that was up on Instagram, so I ain't talking out of school. If it's good enough for AJ, good enough for Chris Jericho, it's good enough for you. And if you got a DDP Yoga story, tweet your DDP Yoga story to @TalkIsJericho. Use the hashtag podcast1, and you can win a copy of the DDP Yoga program autographed by DDP himself. That's right. Just tweet me your DDP Yoga story @TalkIsJericho. Use the hashtag podcast1 for your chance to win an autographed DDP Yoga program. A winner will be chosen at random, and you still have time to experience your own DDP Yoga story, because DDP has given you sexy beast listeners here in Talk is Jericho a great deal on his yoga program. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Take advantage of it. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. DDP Yoga changes lives. It changed mine. I want you to give it a shot and go do it today.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
I got more videos of my friends having sex with my wife.
And on that note, we're back here.
Which is a real thing.
With the illustrious Team Tiger Awesome, about 1 year after we recorded one of the greatest digital series of all time. It was actually voted that in Luxembourg. Congratulations, guys.
Nice.
We couldn't be there to pick up the award.
Well, there's one thing that they've always said about Luxembourgians, is that they know comedy.
They do, right. The Borgs know best.
The Borgs know best.
And that's not Borg like comedy. Star Trek Borg, which we're going to get to. Actually, we're not going to get to Star Trek. We'll get to Star Wars. Yeah. But this is Borg, B-O-U-R-G.
Yeah, you specifically said Star Wars. If it's Star Trek, I'm just getting the hell out
of it. Well, basically, what we're here doing is the eve of the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. After 10 years of speculation, and I wanted to think, like, who can I get to just sit down and talk about Star Wars? Who is on the same wavelength as I am? Who's like got nothing better to do on a Sunday afternoon because they're such nerdy losers like me? Team Tiger Awesome jumped right in my head.
Guilty.
Yeah. Guilty as charged.
Who are my most worthless, stupid, ugly friends?
What kind of silly sacks of crap will be sitting around with nothing better to do and talk to me about this?
Team Tiger Awesome.
That's us.
So we got the lineup of Nick Mundy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Michael Truly. Hey. Truly in love.
I got a song.
Yeah, you're the one that's on. And, of course, Clint Gage.
Yeah, hi.
Very cool to see you guys again. So we're talking about Star Wars. Now, it's the big rage right now, and everybody is so excited about it, or a lot of people aren't excited about it. First and foremost, what do you guys think about the fact there's a new Star Wars movie?
Look, I'm pumped. I'm so pumped, I've not actually watched any footage.
Yeah, you've like embargoed.
Keeping clean.
Yeah, no. My wife is about to kill me because every time we go to a movie and the trailer plays, I run out the theater screaming just so I don't see anything.
Why?
Fingers in ears. No.
You should start off by saying how long you thought Episode One, The Phantom Menace, was a great movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like an abuse.
Should say how many years.
Yeah, about 2.5 years.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, no, because like,
and you watched it.
If it took you 2.5 years to realize that it was a bad movie, then it took me like a further 4 or 5 years to get you to admit that it was a bad movie. Because I had to work on you.
Well,
to
it
be
was like an abusive relationship.
Sucked.
It was an abusive relationship.
Now, were you just in denial?
Yes. Yeah. It was just like, look, he'll keep getting better. He'll just keep getting better. He's like, Johnny's good. Johnny's a good guy. Like, just he's changed. Lucas changed.
He bought me this feather boa and a cake.
Because that's the thing, like, super disappointing. Like, I mean, you're one of the few people that thought it was a good movie because there was a lot of anticipation.
Part of the reason I thought it was a good movie is because I slept over for tickets for 3 days and almost didn't graduate high school my senior year.
Yeah, you
school.
Skipped a lot.
Yeah, there's a real sad moment in Nick's life when Episode One came out that he didn't realize until like 6 years later.
Well,
yeah,
which was?
What the hell is wrong
you
with
were going
me?
To...
I almost threw my life away. For a god-awful movie.
You were going to fail economics and therefore not be allowed to graduate high school.
I had to buy my economics teacher tickets to bribe him so I would pass.
Because he was camped out for days. Because
that's how it was, right?
Yeah.
Like, this was... Well, even though movie tickets existed, I'm still an idiot. Like, this was 1999. Like,
you're talking about even though you could get them online.
Yeah. But I still waited through a tornado. There was a tornado. People left the line. And I was like, nope, I'm sitting through it. I survived a tornado.
So did that thin the line out at least?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I was second.
Yeah, a lot of good men that day.
Yeah.
lost a lot of good Star Wars fans that day. Those are the hardcores. Yeah. You don't get them back easy.
So that's
unfortunately,
part of it.
Like, we didn't lose Nick.
I got destroyed by the prequels. And so, like, that's part of the reason I'm trying not to get too excited about it. Also, like, trailers tend to ruin all the movies anyway. So I'm just like... Here's a fun experiment.
Well, I mean, going back to early 99, because what was it, May of 1999 when it came out? And, you know, when the lead up to the prequel coming out, they got the cool poster out with, like, little Anakin and the shadow he's casting as Darth Vader.
It's a classic,
And it was a pretty good trailer, too. Yeah. Like, everything leading up to it was legit. And then it just happened to you, and you were like, oh, God.
The trade finish.
Oh, God.
It's the crawl. Really, if you look back at it, it's the crawl.
As soon as the opening crawl comes out.
Trade Federation.
Midichlorians? Yeah. What the hell is he talking about? See, now here's the thing, too.
It was just like...
Okay, so here's... you were in high school when Menace came out. So I am maybe 10 years older than you guys or something.
A significant amount older than
12 years older,
yeah.
I'm like the wise
you're
Jedi
still
right now.
Kick.
I'm
you're
the
still
Jedi. And you're, thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
They truly... He's my favorite of the three, you assholes. I'll say that right now.
Hey, Jericho's handsome. Jericho's a pretty guy.
You're
not exactly
your
The Rock,
you
but
it.
I'll do the best I can.
You blew it.
We got to do. Okay, so here's the thing. So when I grew up with Star Wars, You're a kid. Now, I don't. When did you guys see the original Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back,
Return of the Jedi? I was told I saw Jedi in theater in 83.
How old were you then? Five?
Two.
Yeah. Jedi was my first.
But yeah, no, I distinctly watching them on CBS. CBS, play, like in 1986, they played them like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so you guys saw them long before the Phantom Menace came out. So you guys grew up with Star Wars as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so when you watch, let's say, because Phantom Menace, there's a lot of shit in there. Bad, stilted dialogue. But can we agree it's also like that in Star Wars as well?
Oh, yeah, there's...
Like,
yeah.
Mark Hamill's performance in Star Wars is really bad.
And, yeah, and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford actually have some personality. Like,
yeah.
Harrison Ford in particular was like, hey, George, thanks, but I got it.
Hamill got
and
better.
And so Hamill got better. I think they all... Well, because Lucas didn't officially direct the Empire.
Good call.
The Empire,
it was Erwin Kirshner, dude. Jedi. And he didn't do Jedi either.
No, it was Donner or Richard. I wish Richard Donner did Star Wars.
It was Richard Dawson.
A guy named Richard Dawson.
That would be awesome if Richard Dawson. Yeah. Yeah.
He's just touching them.
Let's go to the lightsaber. Yeah.
Just a lightsaber with a big pinky ring. Like that. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Giant comb.
The host of The Running Man directing Return of the Jedi would be great. It was a guy named Richard Marquand. He didn't do a whole lot else, but he.
I knew there was a Richard in there somewhere.
But I think everybody, by the time they were like, look, there's something clearly here with Star Wars and everybody loves it. So, George, just, like,
great
step
idea.
Off.
Yeah.
We got it. I think so he even knew that, too. Like, I'm not good at this.
And you can see Ewan McGregor doing the same thing in the prequels, too. By the time we get to the third prequel, Ewan McGregor is doing the same thing. He's like, look, you wrote these stupid words.
I'm going to make
we're not designed to say these words out loud. But I'm going to at least look good in this beard and mullet.
So. And put a little charm on it.
Yeah, he put a little stink on it.
Poor Hayden Christensen didn't learn a lesson.
He never had
terrible, right? Just a terrible, was terrible it, choice.
Well, what a terrible way to be, like, totally introduced to, like, all of these people.
To humanity.
To the world. Yeah, humanity, exactly. As one of the biggest characters of all time.
Like, he was in a really good movie I like called Shattered Glass. Granted, he was playing a whiny, like, the most whiny person in the world, whinier than Anakin. So
that's
like,
impossible. I hate them, I killed them.
Shattered Glass, like, it's... I love that movie, but it's like... He's good in that. Like, he plays like a good sociopath.
So, but did Lucas direct all three of the prequels?
Yes.
Wow. See, now that's the problem. It's like the Emperor has no clothes. Right. Someone had to step in and say, this isn't good.
Yeah. Well, because, he got no notes either.
Like, yeah, they were independent films.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes. Yeah, it was all Lucas films.
So he's completely in charge.
All those C-3PO money.
People complain about notes and
sweet
stuff.
Sweet toy money.
People complain about notes and stuff. Yeah. Like, sometimes notes are good.
Yeah.
Well, especially in something like that. Because like you mentioned, I've forgotten that he didn't direct...
Empire, Return of the Jedi, two and three,
whatever it may be, and that's when they started getting really good. And plus, two, like I said, you mentioned Mark Hamill getting better. By the time Jedi came around, he was like killer. He was the kick ass Jedi.
He was there. He was doing like
what Luke. And maybe maybe that was part of the arc. Let's say Hamill was a Shakespearean thespian.
He's won a Tony since. Yep.
So maybe he played it that way. Maybe he played it as a whiny guy, knowing because were all three of them written. Did they know there was going to be three?
No. Well, what's amazing is if you go back and watch like some of the behind the scenes stuff from A New Hope, from the original Star Wars. Everybody on set like hated George Lucas. Yeah. Everybody thought this was the dumbest thing they'd ever been a part of.
Like they put it together in editing.
Down to the crew. Like the crew was making fun of, like actively making fun of George Lucas during the filming.
In what way?
Because he was such a nerd.
And everybody was like,
this is dumb. And like
the production was hell.
He had
like,
it all.
Hated
yeah.
it.
I mean, he had it all in his head, and it all came together. And because at the time nobody did orchestral scores anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so John Williams doing the score was like sort of a different. It was sort of a different deal. Like, people didn't do that anymore. And so it was like, he had it all in his head, how he wanted it to be in the end. And it turned out everybody loved it. But in, like, when they were shooting, people were, like, mean to George Lucas.
Fox was like, look, here, you want the sequel? Cool. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well,
you
know? Forget it, right? Because I remember Carrie Fisher even said, like, you know, saying some of this dialogue, you feel like a total moron.
Yeah.
Because it's so stupid.
Well, and even when you get into Empire and Return of the Jedi, like, those are better movies. But, like... They're still saying all the stupid, like, they're everything is, every line of dialogue is like a reason for that existing in the world. Like, it's all exposition that doesn't have any grounding in reality.
It's like when Vince McMahon writes a promo for you. It's like no one would ever say, no one ever calls someone platypus dung.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They totally would.
I would.
Yeah, I would. So it kind of came through that way. But the amazing thing is, though, when you watch Star Wars in 2015, now almost 40 years old, it still holds up across the board, special effects-wise, you know, character development, all that sort of stuff. It still looks and plays great.
The only stuff that doesn't hold up is the mid-1990s special edition.
The special editions don't hold up.
Yeah. Well, when he did the director's cut?
In the special editions, when he went back and added all the special effects. There's the Jabba scene in A New Hope.
The special effect, the lasers.
Look a little better. Yeah. The worst thing, that was also back, remember in the mid-90s when every big explosion had to have like a ring come out? It had to have like this nuclear blast radiant, like Independence Day had a big one at the end. That was the thing. We got to have, so he went back and added one of those to the Death Star blowing up. And
just so ridiculous. You think, obviously, I guess it's his movie. He can do what he wants. But okay, like I've painted the Mona Lisa and 30 years later I'm going to go back and, you know, put a grandma mustache on her because that's the way it should have been.
I think he just doesn't have any other ideas.
Also,
he's just going to keep futzing with the one good one he had.
I think he hated the originals.
Stopped changing it.
I think he was like, what I did was shit because he's a type of person who just can't be happy and hates himself.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm – look.
How could you possibly recognize that, Nick?
I'm adding special effects and explosions to nothing to report right now.
Exactly. To his life. Exactly. He's going back right now.
No. That's why he had to get married twice.
You shut up, you idiot.
I'm booked for the third one, don't forget.
You go ahead. Stanley. No, I think I don't think he was ever happy. I think the only time he was able to let go was like, here, Disney, take it from me because I'm going to keep fucking it up.
Let's talk about this. A lot of people say, like, what do you think the new movie is going to be like? You don't want to see the trailer because you're scared.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Look, I'll be totally honest. I got chills watching that little teaser they put out.
when it comes out and he goes, Chewie, we're home.
Yeah.
I wrote on Twitter, that's the most inspirational and anticipated trailer I've ever seen in my life.
It was like, amazing. Goosebumps. And I kind of hated myself for that because it was like instantly like nostalgia was just like tick, 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 tick. And I was just like,
ooh, let it be known, okay. I'm closing my ears right now. No, I think
this is brother Jan Solo shows up and says that, by the way, just so you know.
That's from the extended.
Bill Pullman is in the movie now.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So I mean, because a lot of people are scared, and my opinion is there is no way that they would make this if it wasn't going to be good, especially with J.J. Abrams involved.
I already wholeheartedly disagree with that.
Okay,
it's Disney. It's a giant studio. They paid bajillions of dollars to get all of the Lucasfilm rights.
They spent $4 billion.
They're going to run everything they possibly can into the ground, and hopefully it works out.
But with J.J. Abrams involved, don't you think that's a secret?
Well, they're like hedging 50-50.
They're certainly hedging their bets.
They're trying. Like, they're trying to make good movies.
And also,
but there was no way that they were never going to not make this movie. Like, even if it turned out bad, they were never going to not make a new Star Wars.
But also, how crazy that J.J. Abrams is running Star Wars and Star Trek. It's like he's playing guitar for the Beatles and the Stones at the same time.
Yeah, it's really unfair.
It kind of is, right? He's like the monopoly of the market.
I think he's stepped away from Star Trek now.
I've never been a big Trek fan, but from what I'm told by other Trekkies, like, the version of Star Trek that he made was more Star Wars than Star Trek anyway.
You've never seen the two Star Trek movies that J.J. did?
No, I've seen them. Okay. Yeah. I like them a lot.
Yeah, they're really good.
I never liked Star Trek, and maybe that's why I like these more than I like, you know, previous Star Trek, but because they're more Star Wars than Star Trek anyway.
Don't fail me again, Admiral.
All right, let's get back to the Star Wars Symposium with Team Tiger Awesome, Clint Gage, Michael Truly, and Nick Mundy. So the thing is, too, though, like with Disney getting these movies now, I mean, I think it's a great idea because, like you mentioned, Lucas had kind of hit the end of his rope. And now they can do what James Bond has done for 50, 60 years. They can make Star Wars movies forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is good and bad. I get the idea of, like, maybe this is just my issue with shared universes in general. Make the first one. Let's see if it's good. Instead of trying to make four other spinoffs right now.
Are they already doing that?
I think that's unfair, because we know the Star Wars universe is generally good and well thought out to some extent.
And has an enormous following.
Theoretically, this first movie doesn't have to be good for Rogue One to be good.
Yeah. I mean, and to your point, they've already made six others and gobs of other expanded universe stuff. So it's like we know that it's good. Like, I understand that argument for, like, that last Dracula movie they made.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't talk about making four Dracula movies with Luke Evans before you make the first one, right? You know, but
it's the Star Wars universe, and the thing is, there's so much material over the years from all the books that have been written.
Well, they got rid of that. Do you know that?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, I read a lot of those extended universe books in high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got like, as soon as
they stopped publishing them.
No, they still make new ones, but like, they were like, hey, all the video games you played, all the books you read, all the comic books that were part of quote the extended universe, yeah, they don't count anymore.
Oh, we're not doing that.
They had this whole, they had like assembled a team at Disney with, I don't know, I can't remember who officially it was, but it was like a lot of Lucasfilm people that have been here for, you know, since way back. They all got together and like established a new canon.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, all the books, they don't count anymore. Anything that happened prior to what, Return of the Jedi or something, I don't know.
You also got to be a real hardcore Star Wars fan to even know that. So, like, I am a huge Star Wars fan, but I've never watched any of that. I watched the Clone Wars because my son was watching it.
That's a good
cartoon
show.
Movies.
That's still
a
good
great show. Yeah. My point is, here's the thing, because I was asking Kevin Smith this when we were talking about Marvel movies. Why are there so many Marvel movies? But from what he said, this might not be verbatim, but Sony bought the rights to Marvel. And in that deal, they have to make two Marvel movies a year to retain the rights. So you could see them doing two Star Wars movies a year with just different characters within the universe. Why not?
Well, that's the plan. Is like there's the main, what do they call it? The main saga movies.
The Skywalker movies.
Which follow the Skywalker family.
Right, right.
And then there's the spin-off movies that it's going to be the Rogue One and it's going to be the young Han Solo. And
that to me is cool because how much of a backstory is there Solo before you even see him? Why was he on the run from
Jabba?
Well,
the cool thing is the director, the guys who did the Jump Street.
Lord and Miller.
Mm-hmm. Lord and Miller, the guys who did the Phil Jump Lord Street movies and the Lego movies are doing
and
Han Solo.
The rumor that Chris Pratt is going to be Han Solo.
I don't think it's going to be. I think
there's also the rumor that Chris Pratt was going to be Indiana Jones.
Hey,
the point is, like, Disney loves Chris Pratt, so they're going to put him in something.
Who also is both Han Solo and Indiana Jones.
Yeah. So now Chris Pratt is going to be regarding Henry, too.
Air Force One.
I don't care. He's also Tommy Lee Jones.
He's also Air Force One.
Who's that? The fugitive? Yeah, the one-armed man.
Get off my plane.
they could technically continue to do that, and it's a great idea for Lucas to finally let go, because if not, they would have ended.
And I think that's also too, like, why everybody feels good about Star Wars again, because we know Lucas is hands on. Like, even people at Disney have been like, yeah, Lucas is still he's a consultant. That was air quotes, by the way.
Nice.
He's a consultant, he knows what deal he signed.
So
it's like, even the people at Disney are kind of badass about how they're like, yeah, he's gone. Don't worry about it.
Well, I'd keep him around. He's had seven.
He's an EP on it or something, I think. And that's the thing. Every one of the Star Wars movies, even Phantom Menace, had the amazing pod race sequence. I mean, there were some great pieces in every one.
Stepping back, he still retains some of the magic. Like, there's nothing redeeming out of any of the prequels.
The pod race is great.
If it was two minutes long, the pod race
is the highlight of that movie.
More than the lightsaber duel at the end?
That's great, too.
Which is not as long as you remember.
No, it's not, because it's cut together really with, like, four other battles.
Which movie do you hate the most?
I gotta go with Menace. I think they got better as they went along.
See, I think they got
worse.
I'm gonna go with Attack of the Clones, honestly.
No, Attack of the Clones,
the second one.
Is that the is that where the gladiator fight within the gladiator arena? That was great.
Well, honestly, like, I got the opening action sequence where they're like chasing that bounty hunter around.
Oh yeah, with the death sticks.
Whatever. Yeah,
that was great.
It made me physically ill.
Why?
We were at that. I had to leave the theater
because it's so like the flying
it was just
and everything.
Obnoxious.
Or you just hated it so much.
A little of both.
I hated the third one most because it's like, okay, it's been 10 years and three movies, and you still can't make a good one.
Yeah. Now, what happened in the third? Was the centerpiece of the third one now? Oh, the big clone.
The lava fight. We're supposed to be brothers.
Oh yeah, yeah. The lava fight at the end,
and then him like killing Samuel L. Jackson, and then all of a sudden he's like, look, I'll just do what you say, and then I'll kill a bunch of children.
Yeah, it's cool. True. Yeah.
Yeah, they really, like, if the whole prequels were supposed to get this little boy to turn into Darth Vader, they fast-forwarded it over the most important parts of that transition.
Yeah, good call.
Like, it was just like, hey, kid, whatever, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha, evil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was...
Yeah.
I guess he was in love there for a second, but Yeah,
with some horrible effects in all in that one scene.
Oh yeah,
terrible stop motion Ray Harryhausen effects for no reason. Like I said, the Star Wars effects from Industrial Light and Magic, the first movie, still hold up to this day. And then was it the second one? They're on the Banthas or whatever, and it's so bad stop motion. Looks like me when I was a kid making movies with my dolls.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So in Attack of the Clones, this is really nerdy. When Attack of the Clones and the third one, they use
which was Revenge of the Sith.
They use 1080p. HD cameras, which are on, you can shoot video on your iPhone now. That's it's better. The same resolution.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The new iPhones shoot in a higher resolution than what was shot in Attack of the Clones and
Yeah, that was the other thing, because Lucas really bet on the wrong horse in the digital filmmaking arena.
As far,
yeah.
So it just looks bad?
Oh, yeah. 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 It's just, yeah. It looks terrible. Our camera was better.
Wow.
And
the critically acclaimed Nothing to Report available now.
Our camera right now.
You ask anybody in Luxembourg, and they will tell you that our series looks better.
The cinematography was chez Lafique, which is Luxembourgian for unbelievable.
Sure. Yeah.
We could go get some GoPros, and it does better. Like, the same resolution.
So let me say this, though. Okay, so having Clint has a child, but I have three kids now, and they were about 2 or 3 years ago finally started getting to the Star Wars trip. So they were about 9 and 10 and 7 and 8, around that age. Basically the same age that I was when I started watching. Because I remember going to the first Star Wars with my mom at the King's Theater in Winnipeg because my friend Scott Shipham had a birthday party, but I wasn't allowed to go. And the birthday party...
Scott's a bad egg.
And you're still mad about it.
And my mom was like, oh, really? You're not invited? We're going anyways. And my mom took me to the King's Theater.
Oh, he didn't invite you.
He didn't invite me. She's like, all right.
Okay, well, what's he doing? Nice. Call him up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. F him.
He's not in Culver City, in my house.
in the Mundy Mansion, as we like to call it. But so I grew up with these movies like we talked about earlier and have very fond memories of them. Now, with my kids watching, I made them watch – I think we started with just Star Wars just to see what it was like. And then we went and watched them 1 through 6.
Oh, wow.
Menace through Jedi.
Yeah.
Now, when you're watching them through a child's eyes, if the first one you've ever seen is Menace, it's pretty badass.
Well, that's why, you know that's why I mean? It's not my least favorite of – the original prequel. It's I don't like it, but it's not the one that I hate the most because there's an excuse for it. It's a kids movie.
But wasn't Jedi a kids movie as well?
Yeah, I mean that's what I think. I think that where people start getting mad at George Lucas starts with the Ewoks.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I didn't either. But because
I'll tell you where you have the problem here. And here's a little Star Wars trivia. Did you know that the Endor was supposed to be a Wookiee planet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he changed it to make Ewoks,
right,
to make toys for Burger King Happy Meals and to sell them at Toys R Us, etc.
They shot it.
Listen, let me tell you a little thing here.
They shot it up in the Muir Woods up north of San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Essentially because he wanted to shoot it in his backyard because they shot an Empire Strikes Back like all over the planet.
Yeah, like in like England.
So he's like, no, we're just going to do this out here.
Yeah, I got the landscapers coming. Yeah,
exactly.
But so even back then, he was still doing it as a kid's movie.
They're all been kids' movies.
Well, and even look at the deal that he made to get Star Wars made originally. Like, he signed, he was like, you don't have to pay me much, but I'm going to keep all of the licensing rights for toys and everything. So he knew exactly what he was doing from the beginning with making it a kids' movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he still owned those rights when he made Return of the Jedi and like, oh, Ewoks are cuddly little things that kids are going to love and I'm going to
sell
a
million.
Toys.
That's right. Exactly. Because and also, too, once again, I remember I bought my mom bought me Luke Skywalker and Chewbacca, and the first time you'd ever seen action figures. Before that, it was the big, tall G.I. Joes
the
with that.
Ones, yeah,
me with actually had beards on them and that sort of thing. And like these are the little, you know, 6-inch toys, and that's the first thing I remember. And suddenly, there's this whole slew of copies where every movie now has toys: the Black Hole and Battlestar Galactica, and you know, the Last Starfighter. You don't care about any of those.
And
ones.
You,
Do you still have those Last Starfighter toys? Because I'll take them.
No, my mom sold them all in a garage.
Of course she did.
Yeah,
everybody's mom does.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm talking every one of them.
Baseball
I had them all.
Cards and collectible toys. Well, they all.
So whoever went to the garage sale at 119 Wordsworth Way in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and bought all my Star Wars dolls, you are a son of a bitch.
If you're listening right now, I'll take those Last Starfighter dolls.
Yeah.
Mail them to Nick's house.
Look, I need some Mark McGuire rookie cards. Now, so you showed your kids 1 through 6?
Right, in order. And obviously, they all hated Empire Strikes Back. Really? As they should.
It's the most grown up of all of them.
And it's also, it's the middle story of the three where the heels just...
It's a downer.
It's heel, heat, finish, 1, 2, 3, get the hell out of here. Yeah. That's Strikes Back. That's why it works so well. You know, I remember walking out and being so sad.
Well, I like Darth Vader's face turn at the in Jedi, though, when he
You're just going to throw around some wrestling
yeah,
terms?
Yeah, no, we're doing it. No, but that, I mean, that's the epitome of what wrestling is. It's a morality play of good versus evil.
Yeah, I mean, here's the crazy thing. I think I have a feeling that the prequels are going to get retconned, thrown out completely when the new movies come out.
How do you mean? They're not going to
I think they're going to ignore them. Borderline.
You're talking about Phantom Menace through.
Yeah. Or to the point of possibly like, look, that didn't happen.
No, I really doubt that. I highly doubt that. Partially because like the audience that this new Star Wars seems to be aimed at is one, like the older people, and two, like the kids that came up with Jar Jar Binks. Like they like Jar Jar Binks. They like what those prequels are. Like that to them is Star Wars. They're not going to throw that out.
Then I think they're just going to ignore it.
Well, but the other thing, like you can, you know, ignoring it is one thing, but it happened in the context of Star Wars in that world. It happened so long ago that it's not like people are going to be running around talking
like
about it anyway.
The more recent films are Jedi, Empire, and Star Wars.
And we know that Han Solo is going to be in there. We know all the original cast is going to be there. So it's like those are the events.
Remember that pod race 300 years ago?
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
Well, no, but I mean the fans were freaking out like when. I guess in the teaser, it was the Thanksgiving trailer. I didn't see it, but...
Oh, it was so good.
No, but when they revealed that the black guy is a stormtrooper?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the
just...
The sweaty black guy. He's
that's
sweaty.
That's internet racism, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what they were like, wait, he doesn't look like a clone. He doesn't look like
but
a clone.
But he's also not going to be a... Do you... I even talk about this?
Yes, you can. Just everyone listening has seen the prequel or the trailer, or else they're not listening.
He's not even a stormtrooper. He's like one of those. He's like one of these Knights of the First Order or something, or whatever it's
like
be
a low level Jedi.
Well, it's a new because the Empire is sort of on the run, and there's a different Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Empire Light, I guess, that's rising up, and it's like the New Order, I think, is what it's called.
Wolfpack Empire.
There's the Empire Hollywood.
Exactly.
And
LWL. The Lucha World Empire.
But so he's not a clone of Jango Fett, if that's what you're mad about.
No, people were mad about that.
Well, it's not the case at all, so shut up.
Well, right. I'm not.
Shut up, people.
Shut up,
no,
people.
But there's a couple things in the trailer.
I will strangle you with this microphone cord.
when the you couldn't reach. Your arms are too short.
get Jericho.
Kill me first, right. When the lightsaber comes up, I remember like on Phantom Menace when there was the double-sided lightsaber. It was so cool. And this one, there's like the cross lightsaber. It goes, and then it goes across like the handle. So it looks like a giant broadsword.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I love it.
In 10 years, they're going to do a rectangle and just blow everyone's mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be like a lasso lightsaber. A lasso saber. Yeah.
No, that was they did saber. That in Johnny Mnemonic, so they really shouldn't do that again.
What's that?
Remember Johnny Mnemonic?
Had that laser.
Can I derail this for a second? Johnny Mnemonic.
Is that with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, one of the bad guys, like the main henchman, had like this
in his
weird
head.
Yeah. He had basically the size of my Rio MP3 player from college. You know, he had that laser thing that he would like spread out and then like lasso people and then would like slice them in half.
Awesome. Laser whip.
Okay.
So imagine good. A world.
Okay. Let's go back to
world.
Star Wars.
No, hold on. Imagine a world where Johnny Mnemonic was as popular as The Matrix, and they did Matrix. Like they did two more sequels.
Matrix
Mnemonic.
There's one of the alternate realities.
Honestly, somebody's going to remake Johnny Mnemonic. Because it's so fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
See, I've never seen that.
Oh man, there's like a dolphin that like communicates from like a tank that I think is like everybody's.
I think he's. It's like the Quato of Johnny Mnemonic. Yeah, it's basically Keanu Reeves is a courier with a hard drive in his head.
Well, it's basically what the Matrix is, though, isn't it?
No, because he's real.
Okay,
look,
he's like a robot guy.
This is not a good thing to talk about.
But let's move out of the mod. I think the box office was about $12 million.
Let's talk about another thing.
Brilliant casting, or whatever. Having Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford. I mean, that seals the deal. People will go. This will be the biggest movie of all time just because they're in it, and everyone wants to go see what happens.
Also, because prequels are always terrible, except for Godfather 2.
Interesting.
That wasn't really a prequel.
Yeah, but so most prequels.
That was a sequel that had flashbacks.
Yeah. So okay, then every prequel is terrible.
Is every prequel terrible? Let's think. Let's think of a prequel that's.
The Hobbit was pretty bad.
Planet of the Apes movies.
The Planet of the Apes movies are good.
Would you count that?
Are they prequels? Yes. Yeah, they are because they're going from the '60s Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Well, the well, I guess technically the first, and I get them mixed up because it's Dawn was the first remake that they made recently.
Yes.
Dawn, and then Rise was
no,
the most recent.
No, Rise.
The other way around.
Rise was first, and Dawn.
They got them. They screwed them up. Yeah, they got them wrong. Whichever one it is, but the one, the James Franco one, is technically a prequel, and then the what's her name from that show, Felicity, the Felicity one, is
Kate Hudson.
No, Felicity. Yeah, you guys.
Felicity
know
McGee,
about.
I think.
That one is technically not a prequel because that one happens after Charlton Heston is theoretically shot into space.
All right. What about Indiana Jones?
Again, none of this matters.
What about Temple of Doom?
Temple of Doom is
that's
sort of
a prequel,
yeah.
for Raiders of the Lost Ark, is it not? Right.
No, I would say that one sucks because that to me ruins one of the best part of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What?
Because in Raiders of the Lost Ark, he has this line where he's talking about I can't remember anybody's name right now. It's driving me crazy. Marcus. Marcus is warning him about going after the Grail.
Yeah.
Or not the Grail, the Ark. And he has this great line about, like, I don't believe in all that hocus pocus.
Oh, yeah, that
stuff.
Mumbo jumbo, yeah.
And then Temple of Doom takes place 5 years prior to that when he sees, like, a guy remove a heart via magic.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean you don't believe in that stuff? Why don't
you
believe in that
stuff? Well,
maybe
he saw it and didn't believe it.
So maybe there's another prequel where he gets amnesia. Yeah, that's probably
a psychological block after that.
I suppose that's fair.
So, no, I always thought.
Denholm Elliott. That's Marcus right
there. You go.
I was like, who cares about
Marcus.
Prequels? I always wish there were sequels. I always thought that was more interesting.
You want the more after the fact.
Yeah.
If it's a good story, keep it going.
Well, here's the thing. So I had heard, and you guys probably know this too, that Harrison Ford wanted to die in Return of the Jedi. He wanted Han Solo to die in Jedi, but Lucas was saying, absolutely not. He's dying in this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no doubt about it.
I would like to think so, yes.
And I think he should die. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think Harrison Ford wants to die. Just based on all history.
He keeps crashing his plane.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem like a really happy fellow.
Must die. He apparently is the worst interview, but Chris Hardwick thinks he does it on purpose.
I bet he gets a laugh out of it.
He just gets a kick out of himself.
Like, I think Robert De Niro does the same thing too, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, watch me get these guys just be the worst, you know? But so in the storyline, I don't know if this is true or not, but one of the other ideas is that Han and Leia have twins. Mm-hmm. And one goes on to be a Jedi Master,
and
the other goes to be like a Lord of the Sith.
Well, the rumor
that was in the books, but it might be.
Yeah, that was
the
Jan and Jaina, Jaina and Jason, yeah, something like that.
Right,
that was something that would be worth keeping.
You know, but it's the girl that turns into the evil Lord of the Sith.
Yeah, the rumor is it's the Kylo Ren, the Adam Driver character, and what's her name, Rey, I think is what they're calling her. The girl who's we never heard of before and got cast in the movie.
Oh, like that's
apparently they're rumored to be the brother and sister, the Solo kids.
Okay, so what if this evil sister, the evil twin, kills her father, being Han Solo?
That's true.
What a heel!
Leia and Han Solo are terrible parents.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, like, here's the thing though. If the Force is awakening, what are they going to do about it?
Right. What do you say?
Know
it's like worse than puberty.
Force woke up. Shit's going down.
Worse than puberty.
It's
like Damien Omen 2.
I do like that this title. It was like The Force Awakens. Okay, I can understand what that means. Like, not.
What does it mean?
Well, like.
Yeah, because I was going to follow up with that same question.
The Force
just
is
to see you answer.
Like, the Force is like.
Force is away. We're up and at them. Wake up and smell the coffee, Force.
It's better than just like the straightforward attack the clones.
Right.
Attack the clones.
Phantom Menace. Which I still don't know. What was the Phantom Menace?
The Emperor.
Midichlorians?
Yeah, no, well, the Senator.
Wait, I thought it was the trade embargo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Didn't you read The Crawl?
Yeah, did you?
No, here's the thing.
Naboo had tax issues with the trade federation.
And those guys were so offensive.
So how did you like this movie as a strapping young lad when the very first thing, and they land on the planet, and the choice of the movie makers is that Obi-Wan, who's the only cool character in the movie, stays on the ship, and Jar Jar, who's the worst character in the movie, goes and
it was the Nemoidians. It was as soon as I heard them talk, I was like, oh god damn it.
The who's?
The Trade Federation.
Trade Federation.
Or like the guys, like, with the word bad Asian accents?
Yeah. I was like, oh god damn it.
Maybe we'll come for you, Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Watch out, lady, we go for a ride.
Swords.
What does he say?
Laser swords. Send out the droid to calls.
But I wanted to fly in a spaceship.
If that's your offensive Asian accent, not worried about actually
like
offending
Basil Fawlty.
Okay, good, because I was really trying not to be offensive. I was just trying to be offensive to Nemoidians.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
but yeah, that was the one. Well, not the one. One of many things about the movie that people didn't like was that there was a lot of racial stereotypes. Like the Nemoidians had the Asian thing, and the Jar Jar Binks was like a Rastafarian guy. Gungans, there's like a, the guy who's running the markets like a Jewish guy.
Yeah,
and then you watch it, and it's really true.
Oh yeah.
They're painted with broad brushes, to be sure.
Yeah. What's the guy who's flying? Who's like the
That's I don't remember anything that he said.
He's more of like a Middle Eastern type guy.
Yeah.
Anakin, why don't you go get the star?
What are you, a Jedi? You can't use tricks on me.
It was probably the one like pawn shop George Lucas went into one time. That's what he based it off of.
I'm just glad there was like an Al Jolson battle droid.
Yeah, you're talking about a battle droid in blackface?
Yeah.
Which would be awesome, by the way. That should be real.
Well, C-3PO was always like...
He was an English butler.
Yeah.
Nothing offensive about that. It's like Mr. Belvedere was
a 70s British porny boy.
He was a dandy.
Porny boy?
Party boy.
He's a porny boy. That's what you kind of said.
Yeah, I kind of said that.
I'd like to know what a porny boy is.
Depends on how many...
I know what a party boy is.
Depends on how many ports he's got.
Maybe they're kind of the same thing. All right, let's get back to the Star Wars Symposium with Team Tiger Awesome, Clint Gage, Michael Trulli, and Nick Mundy.
I'm Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
So let's talk about when we were growing up and how much Star Wars meant to you. So you guys watched these movies when you were kids. So was your group, was your gang, like was everyone into Star Wars? Did you guys discover it at the same time?
I didn't have a single Trekkie friend. Everybody was, because it was always Star Wars or Star Trek.
Wars, right.
Yeah, so everybody was a Star Wars fan. None of my friends were Trekkies.
And I'm using 80s terms and groupings, but like everyone likes Star Wars. My dad loves Star Wars. My brother likes Star Wars. They've never seen a Star Trek movie, but I think Star Wars has always transcended socio and economic groups. It's not just for nerds.
Right. Okay.
But Star Trek is.
Star Trek was more
of a TV thing that continued forward, where Star Wars was an actual cinematic phenomenon that changed changed the whole course of movies.
Yeah.
Right?
I just don't ever remember not knowing all of the Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've just always been in my head. Like I don't know how young I was when I first sat down in front of one, but by the time the special editions came out in the mid-90s, we were early teens, I guess.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Right.
Yeah. By the time those came around, I couldn't wait for them.
See, because that's what's interesting to me. Because growing up, like I said, 77, I was 6 years old, and then 80 when Empire came out, I was 9, and then 83, I was 12. So all the gang is like, oh, it's coming out. So when you grew up, when the movie's already out, did you? Hey, man, I got this. Have you ever seen Star Wars? No, I haven't seen it. Come on,
everybody
over.
Everyone knew it.
Oh no, I watched Star Wars. Oh, okay, me too.
It's just a thing.
It's like, what do you want to do? I guess we could watch Star Wars again.
Yeah.
Right.
It was because we had three separate copies of it on VHS. Like, I bought the trilogy or was gifted the trilogy for, like, my uncle got it for me for Christmas or something. Like, enough times to where I had four or five copies of each of the movies.
There was the box set, there was individual ones, and then the DVDs come out.
The ones
and then
you
this,
never returned to Blockbuster. Like.
You didn't rewind, and that's a whole
other
thing.
There was a lot less, like, Blockbuster movies out in our generation. There was Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Like the next big blockbuster was.
Well, yeah. Now every studio's got to have two blockbusters a quarter.
Well, yeah.
So
or two of these big action movies.
The event
a quarter.
Film is a different thing.
Yeah, because that was
used to be.
Plus, there were like a lot of video games coming out with Star Wars that were pretty good. That got like
so it was just part of the whole universe at this point. Yeah. Did you guys dress up as Star Wars guys for Halloween, or did you have did you guys get the action figures? Like, how far did it go?
Well, yeah, I didn't start collecting the action figures till embarrassingly I was like 16.
Oh,
until Phantom Menace.
Yeah, well, before that, the special editions.
Yeah,
because they came out with the new toys. Like, I really got into Star Wars hard. Again, when I was like 15, 16 years old.
So now it's becoming something that like late teens, early adults, whereas when it started, it was more of just a kids thing.
The people that grew up like your age just grew up with it, and then it just recycles. I mean, you just see it as a kid, and then you just keep watching it.
To be honest, our generation, I'm not, because I was born the year before Return of the Jedi came out, so I never Special Editions was the first time I saw it on the big screen,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a little surprised at the fact that our generation is as big into Star Wars as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we weren't old enough to see it in the theaters.
Yeah.
And we were just young enough to see it. I guess HBO was coming out right about the right,
so probably on
at
that,
the right time. So maybe, well, yeah.
But again,
maybe cable TV did it or something.
It was the Super Nintendo games, too, that were hugely popular.
Yeah,
and
great game.
And the video game, the comic books were big. And the books.
Yeah. It just became part of the pop culture universe. If you were into any type of comic books or pop culture, you knew what Star Wars was and kind of into it. So what were your favorite movies of the first three? Of the first three, meaning Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi.
Right.
I'll always go back to the first one.
A New Hope?
Yeah. No, the first one.
Yeah. Phantom Menace? See, that's where it gets confusing.
Yeah. It's just Star Wars. I like Star Wars.
Just Star Wars.
Yeah, 77 Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it's great. I still watch it, you know. Have it on iTunes now.
What's your favorite scene from it?
I think the scene that used to scare me as a kid was the trash compactor.
Still a great scene.
Yeah, that was,
still
that
holds
was
up.
Super pulpy.
Oh, yeah. But
just
that was
like trapped in there, like everything is shrinking down, and there's a weird...
Is there like a snake in there?
Snake.
There's a weird eyeball monster down there. Yeah.
It doesn't really want to do anything. Because at the end, it's going like me, 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 yeah. me.
My favorite scene.
Well,
and
it takes off because the whole room's about to get crushed.
Oh, so it's
so it's like I'm out of here. Yeah.
Is there like a hole in the?
Yeah, yeah. You hear like a door open and close. And
you do?
Like, yeah, yeah. There's like this big metal scraping sound right before the thing. Come on, man. Have you seen these movies?
Well, yeah. So you're saying that he opened up his escape hatch?
Yeah.
And the
well,
guy
he
left?
Got out of there when they're about to.
I've never noticed that before.
Snake that lives in there and then it like leaves. It's like, oh, they're gonna come back. Everything. I guess
better get out of here so I don't get all squished.
My favorite scene in all the Star Wars is, I've always liked this scene since I was a kid, because it seemed like, wait, that's weird. That probably shouldn't have made it in there.
What?
But it's when Han Solo's like on the control board and Luke is rescuing Leia and like, he's like, who is this? It's like, oh, everything's fine here. Everything's fine. How are you?
Yeah.
And then, that's not verbatim, but like, I was like, oh, that's the funniest thing.
Situation normal.
Yeah. See, but that's why it works, because Harrison Ford is super funny in that. Actually, Carrie Fisher's really funny, too, in all the movies.
Yeah.
She's very sarcastic and smarmy, you know, and walking carpet and, you know, laugh it up, fuzzball,
she's,
all those
she's
lines.
She's great in Empire.
Oh, Empire's... Yeah.
She's great in Empire.
In what way?
I mean, because she's a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Empire is one of the few that is like, oh, these are real human beings.
They were
acting. Real human emotion. Like, the love story between Han and Leia is like, it works. It's grounded and it works and you buy it. All through Empire. Yeah.
How about when she kisses Luke? Creepy or not?
No, because I still remember seeing that kiss and not knowing that they were brother and sister.
Well, you don't find that out until later.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, though. So you look back
I remember in high school, we had a substitute teacher, like, just phoning it in one day.
We went
so
to
they
a bad
played
high school.
Yeah. Yeah, they played Star Wars for us one day and we watched it and somebody had never seen it before.
Uh-huh.
And we explained to her that Luke and Leia were actually brother and sister and then that they kiss in Empire Strikes and she flipped out.
Wow.
It was
Bible
was
Belt, Texas.
She was such a dumb girl. It was you want to do this?
Yeah, here it is.
Monique.
Yeah. Shout out to Monique.
I bet
if you're
she's
listening. I'm sure she is. you were awful back in the day.
Slapped me at a theater tournament one time. She's terrible.
But when you're talking about Empire, too,
that'll be the next podcast. We
about just how sad it is. Like, just everything bad happens. Han goes down into the carbonite, and Luke's hand gets cut off, and Lando turns on them.
But then he does the double face turn.
He does. And but then it's like it's too late.
Damage is done, man.
No, see, I never thought of Empire as sad. I was like, okay, they got theirs. Let's go get ours. Like,
well, because you had to wait 3 years. But you guys can watch it the next day.
Yeah.
I had to wait 3 years for the thing.
Yeah, like, I think it's different for us because like we were able to consume all three of the movies at the same
time. Yeah, good call.
They were all one thing.
Whereas like if you had to wait, that would be the hardest.
Hey, what's up, guy?
You doing
a show right now? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing a...
Now we're gonna have to cut around.
Yeah, edit it out.
You're making some work for somebody.
Keep going, Truly.
I was just supposed to bring on the cameo. That's what the cards say.
All this is cut out.
No, but you could essentially experience the movies as like a full
binge
trilogy.
Watch it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So there was never like a wait for us. There was never like
whereas for us seeing that movie in the theater, it was like the end of Seven. Where like Gwyneth popped his head in a box and the lights come on and everyone's just sitting there going like, what? Huh?
Now we did have to wait for the prequels, but we were just like, they better fix it. They better goddamn fix it.
Right. But then
it can't get worse. It can't get worse, can it?
God damn it. Can it get worse? Can it get worse?
And oh, it can get a lot worse. It can get a lot worse. But that's the thing about those movies. Like, it's interesting to me to kind of go to the different generations when you can just watch it one after another, you know, and the time of, like, waiting to see what's going to happen. There's so much speculation, and there was no, like, novels you can read in between. It was basically you watch the movie, and then you play Hoth. Because I grew up in Winnipeg,
right?
So when that came out, it was like, yeah. "This,
oh, that's so sad.
This is awesome!" Like,
that's awesome.
There were a lot of pine trees in the park behind our house. We always played.
Play Endor?
Ewoks. Yeah, we played Endor.
See, we played Ewoks.
Yeah,
played Ewoks. And that's the thing too. Like, we mentioned the Ewoks, and that's another thing that kind of bugs me. Like, Jedi does not hold up as well as the other two.
I think it does.
See, I was. That was going to be my favorite if we'd have made it around the table to ask which favorite.
Which
is.
We will. And I'm not saying that it can't be.
Spoiler
alert. It can still be.
But just watch yourself.
My point is this, all right? My point is this. You're talking about the evil empire. They've taken over the galaxy. They've built a killing machine Death Star that got blown up, and they're building a bigger, better, crazier one. And a bunch of little teddy bears with sticks are taking out these billion-dollar machines.
It's objectively stupid. I'm not going to argue with that. Like, it really is. The fact that Ewoks can take out... And the Emperor even at one point says, like, an entire legion of my best men. And it's like, so these are literally the Empire's
best men. These are your
assassins.
Yeah. These are
and
your snipers.
And then, like, a bunch of little teddy bears with sticks.
Right, like
Rebels. Beat them up. But the Rebels help. They're
pulling the Rambo First Blood, like, you know, tripwire and yikes, I'm pulled up by this lasso by my legs.
No,
yeah,
I think there were a handful of, like, zoinks kind of sound effects that got cut out of the film. It'll be in the next special edition. But no, there's something about Return of the Jedi, just the energy of it. Like, the action is sort of more... I think by that point they could film action that was more exciting than they could in this because they had the budget and they could have
the
speeder
bikes.
To me, to me,
6 years of technology, which probably was like 100,
and now a budget to like play around with the stuff too. Like, to me, it holds up on a sort of technical level better than some of the others.
With
it's more watchable for me.
What's your favorite, truly?
I gotta go Empire.
Ooh, that's
we got one of three.
Fun. It's my favorite as well.
Yeah.
I'll go with
just because I really like the darkness and sort of that that shot of Han going into like the carbonite and everything. That's just like etched in my memory.
And also too, talking about, you know, we've talked about some of Lucas's bad dialogue. If he wrote the "I love you," I know that sums
Great
up
moment.
Han Solo. Yeah. Yeah. In a nutshell, like, that's him. He's just an arrogant prick. Like, yeah, I know.
Survives the carbon freezing.
I'll see you around. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, see you later, baby. Yeah. Like, that was really brilliant, that whole scene. Like you said, you never forget it.
Yeah.
You know? And just the evil set. Like the
just like the lights and like the smoke, everything. Yeah. Like, I think I had trading cards that were just for that scene.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I had ever gotten any of the other ones. Or I didn't care about them because I was like, oh, the light.
You got atmospheric. You got a pack of like... Empire Act 3 trading cards.
I was like, this is all I want.
It's great. I'm done.
With the ugly.
Thanks, Tops.
Don't eat the gum.
I think I definitely think Empire is the best. It's just not my favorite. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I think as a kid, I was so bored by the Dagobah stuff.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
And I it didn't register when
the
I was a kid.
The fact he's actually learning that.
The
asteroid stuff was fun, all the stuff with Luke and Yoda on Dagobah, it just never clicked with me until I got older. So there's part of me that it's like a strike against it in my head for some reason, even though I know it's good.
Especially now when you think of the whole arc of the story, like that's where Luke becomes
a
man.
Yeah, that's where he starts learning.
You know, and that's such brilliant... Like
it is weird that everyone shits on the Ewoks, but a Muppet is training Luke, and no one cares.
Yeah, no one cared, yeah.
No, but he talks.
Gos did a great job voicing it, and it was like he seemed real.
Yeah.
Like the Ewoks seemed like teddy
bears.
He was
so wise, and he actually spoke English, which helps sort of
He was so wise. And the thing is, too, it's funny, like, you know, like if you look up, like, Yoda.
That's the most genuine thing.
Tell me he wasn't wise.
If you look up Yoda memes, like, everything is, like, backward speech, you know, like, you know, hell you doing or whatever. He didn't do that much. It's just once in a while little sprinkles of it. But in our minds, we're remembering him as just everything he's saying is backwards.
Once we got to the prequels, it was ridiculous.
Oh, really?
He was speaking a completely other language.
He became a parody of himself?
Yeah. Like, I think, around the survivors, a perimeter create. I'm like, there has to be an easier way for you to say that, man. Like, That's remember, not.
Remember, like, the first time you're watching Attack of the Clones, it's like, oh shit, Yoda has a lightsaber. You're like, oh no, this is terrible.
Oh, the fact that he had it was doing the little flips.
He was doing all the bouncy flips.
See, I thought that was pretty cool. Like, it showed him being the badass Jedi.
Watch it again with Christopher digital Christopher Lee. Like, he's just like. Like, they're just, the digital Christopher Lee looks like a bad video game.
Well, the face that's on whatever body is in that lightsaber duel is just sort of, like, vaguely frowning. And that's kind of it. And you're like, this is not, I don't buy any of this.
Christopher Lee was so bad in those movies.
Yeah, could you not have picked a better name than Count Dooku? That's terrible.
No, but he's also Darth
Tyrannus. He couldn't. He couldn't pick a better name.
We're gonna call him Count Shite.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like Dooku. Like, you think of one thing. Right. And, you know, it's terrible.
It's like whatever that name means, however significant it is, whatever meaning behind it that actually exists, it sounds like poop. Stop it.
Yeah, Count Darkar, Count Druko. Yeah.
Put an R in there.
Count Drakkar.
Count Drakkar.
I just remember interviews leading up to the prequels. George Lucas is like, wait till everyone sees, like, the Jedi's in their prime and all the cool, amazing abilities.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then it was three movies of them dodging and blocking lasers.
Well, they got
that's
all that they was did. My biggest problem with Attack of the Clones is, like, they got killed way too easy.
Right. They're just dying.
Way too easy.
They're Jedi Knights.
I do think that they overcorrected, though, in the Clone Wars TV show, because they're just unstoppable in that show. Like, they're just, like, sprinting at a horde of robots and just, like,
ding, ding, but wasn't blocking that everything. The concept of what a Jedi is, like a super assassin, soldier, wizard, all of these things. And like you said, they're just getting, like,
when you say it like that, I'm back in.
Pick up a rifle and shoot them and you're dead. Like, that's not how it's supposed to be, you know? And that's why it bothered me with some of that stuff. And also, too, the fact that, like, the best thing, like, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Like, that should be everything that a Jedi does. Like, it should be, it should be girls. It should be anything.
They couldn't even do it to Watto.
We need the James Bond of Jedi.
Yeah, the James Bond Jedi.
We need some Jedi.
You want to take your clothes off. I want to take my clothes off.
Well, that's rape.
<That's not>. The Jedis could be a bit rapey. Okay. There's a few of them.
Okay.
But, like, Lucas wasn't getting laid, so he didn't want the Jedi to get laid.
And the only time you saw that was when he goes, a guy offered him some death sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, you don't want those death sticks. They'll ruin your life. I don't want these death sticks. They're going to ruin my life. And I was like, yes, finally. And that's the very beginning. And then we never see it again throughout the rest of the 2 or 3 movies.
Again, they tried to do it with Watto in the prequels, and then...
Who was? Oh, Watto was the guy with the.
Jedi
mind trick.
Let's do the rest of the podcast like Watto.
Hey, Mundy.
You can follow me on Dick Fundy.
Mundy's swinging Perrier right out of the bottle, too. He's just living large right now. Mundy drinking the Perrier. Hey,
you guys ever see a Johnny Mnemonic?
Second Monique Wilson.
He got a hard drive right in the back of his skull.
So, my favorite...
Vince McMahon would write promos like, hey, why are you writing this promo?
You look like platypus dung. I love the scene, talking about favorite scenes, the Sarlacc pit. That whole opening
in Return of the Jedi
is incredible. Like, that is... If you're taking at this point, now they're doing this opening sequence kind of like Indiana Jones or James Bond, where there's this 15, 20-minute bit of action... That really has not a lot to do with the rest of the movie, but it's brilliant. That's the one, right?
Well, Luke is such a badass.
Can I ask
such a badass because he's a full blown Jedi.
Yeah. What is your experience with Boba Fett? Because I think by the time our generation came to Boba Fett, we already knew all of the original trilogy. There was, like, you know, video games and expanded universe stuff, and Boba Fett's a badass or whatever. But he goes out like such a punk.
Yeah.
In Return of the Jedi. How did that ever happen? How did he become this amazing badass folk hero?
He goes out with a malfunctioning rocket pack.
Yeah. Boba Fett. Where? Han Solo accidentally kills him.
Yeah.
It was like a Three Stooges kind of death.
Yeah.
But somehow he became, like, the most badass bounty hunter of all the time. And it's like, how?
And
look at how he died.
That's a good point.
Lando was always the guy. It was like, that's the badass of the universe.
Yeah,
Lando. That guy knows how things get done, and he gets them done.
Right.
You just fall for cheap charm.
But that's what I don't understand. So as somebody
but that's a good point, though.
As somebody who grew up with the original trilogy and you saw it one at a time, was Boba Fett, like, awesome? And
no,
then you were disappointed with how
he
died?
Here's the thing. Okay, so here's how it worked. Is that the big – it became the action figures.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these can we pump out? Because there's only so many Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie, all right?
Yeah, nobody wants the Sarlacc Keeper.
Right. But where were you?
Or the Rancor keeper. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Apologies. Starts crying, the big fat bastard. You go back one to Empire Strikes Back. They had the first edition, which was all of the new creatures. Then they had a second edition where they're pulling out these people. Characters that were in it for one scene,
yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
And they would take a picture of that scene, they'd put that on the box, and you'd say, like, IG-88, there he is, right. A big, long, tall robot. Where is this robot? He's standing there for a second on the
Superstar Destroyer, with the lineup of bounty hunters.
Exactly, yeah. And Boba Fett was one of those. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see him briefly in Star Wars, you see him briefly in Empire.
Well no, he is the one that...
Special edition.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Sorry. So you see him briefly in Empire. That's basically it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is the one that tracks down Han Solo. Like, he right. captured Han Solo, which is cool. But then he goes out like such a little
but
bitch.
But what I'm trying to answer is that he wasn't much of a character. Like you said.
So
like
how did he become... I don't understand.
I think the toy
came out before Empire, and the toy had that rocket thing
yeah.
that shot people in the eyes, and then they pulled all the toys.
That's a true story, yeah.
And then that was like...
Boba Fett became this legendary yeah. badass of the Star Wars. Because
he was really taking kids' eyes out. There was a lot of kids
right,
when
they pulled it, you couldn't have one, so automatically.
But what they did though is they released it with the rocket missile was stuck in there. You couldn't take
you
it
couldn't
out.
Fire.
But there was a lot of kids when I was growing up that had their eyes shot out by toys.
Love it.
I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like Battlestar Galactica Cylon ship, and they were shooting these little wee pegs. Two kids lose their eyes. Like, what are you doing? Holding it right up and yeah. going. Try it again.
Honestly, all your kids' yeah. toys are made out of foam.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can't die with that.
That's the good thing yeah. about always wearing glasses. You never yeah. have to worry about it.
Right, or those welding glasses is what I used to wear when I was playing. So Boba Fett became like this guy, but I don't remember him being like, oh my gosh, it's Boba Fett. I remember when he died, it was like, yeah, okay, he's dead. He's just another guy.
Well, it was a joke. He died for a gag.
Yeah basically. Which, that's what he basically yeah. meant. But I think
by Lando.
No, it was Han.
But I like your idea of Lando's the guy who really runs the universe.
Yeah,
because he runs Cloud City. He totally.
He's a tweener. Yeah,
he ropes in Han Solo and Han or Han. I'm from Canada.
Look, he can really cross the aisle.
Yeah,
he did. But then he gets his revenge at the end when they first show up,
and he gets his ship back.
He does, and somehow he's able to infiltrate Jabba's fortress yeah. as a guard. Yeah. And he's like, so let's see. Lando is.
I wonder what kind of application process.
That's what I mean. Like, how long was he living in that yeah. fortress to be a trusted member of Jabba's guard staff?
6 weeks. He had some paperwork.
Six weeks.
Right.
Yeah,
went to some rudimentary training.
Yeah.
There's no waiting period.
Background check.
Yeah. You know? Just interviewed with the Rancor guy who was crying all that yeah.
time. Like, no, back then he was an asshole because he had the Rancor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, typical bully.
Nothing will happen to me, dear
right.
friends. I'm the Rancor keeper, and everything will be fine and dandy.
And then the Rancor dies, and he starts crying just like a typical bully like right. Mundy in high school.
Exactly.
Oh, we're going back. We're
yeah.
Call back.
For those of you who listened to the last one. So Han Solo, best character in the Star Wars universe.
Maybe Lando, though we're coming back to.
But look, I do love Lando.
They should
Lando's
bring Lando
great.
Back yeah. in this one. Maybe he's in it too. Maybe it's a surprise.
It might be.
Billy Dee Williams with his slick back hair.
I can't imagine Billy Dee is super busy.
But why not? Billy Dee Williams was the shit for yeah. a while.
Just have him be in one scene.
Yeah.
Just have him be in one scene and try your best not to make it an obnoxious cameo, and that's great.
Just have
him and Watto are hanging out.
I just want to know that he's okay.
Like, I wish.
Whatever
I,
happened to him?
I hope that he and Leia got together, and Han and Chewie are off like doing their own thing.
Just like a finger point across hey. Like a crowded room between him and Han.
Han, baby, you got to be cool. Me and Leia together, and something.
Hopefully,
you
in the Star Wars universe, he's selling like smooth booze there too. That would be great.
Can we get like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High Animal House like at the end where they freeze frame and tell yeah, you what the yeah, fate yeah, of it was? Yeah. Lando wins lottery, hires Hugh Futures
Lando
and Van Halen for
owns several nightclubs.
Yeah, exactly. Hires Van Halen descendants for a party, blows all of his reward
lives
or whatever
in
it was.
Star Wars.
I
Miami.
Feel like he got into real estate. Within yeah. the
no,
New
he
Republic.
Did it right.
Yeah.
He's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about some of the more obscure characters? You guys get into the more like Lobot.
Lobot was the bald guy
with like this. He had like
robot,
this
butler.
Brain. This
he
robotic.
Was, he was like
Lando's
assistant right?
But he
yeah.
was bald, and he had like this robotic thing right. halfway around his head.
He's what C-3PO should have been if he wasn't whining and complaining. Mm-hmm. The whole
so
time.
You're not a C-3PO fan. Is 3PO in the new one?
Yeah, he has like a. I think so.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
they can be in it.
Well,
forever.
There's always protocol that you need a droid for.
Yeah. He is fluent in over 6 million forms of communication, so that comes in handy literally all the time.
No, because
they all speak some racist
they
form
all
of
speak
English.
Most, yeah.
No, because I think
stereotypical. Yeah,
I think Anthony Daniels was complaining how secret of J.J. Abrams was.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Well, like J.J. Abrams is super secretive. Because like,
Anthony
spoilers.
Daniels is like, look, I need this. Let me tweet something.
Yeah, and then Anthony Daniels
I need to
is
eat
like,
for the next 6 months until the movie comes out.
Well, he's probably just being hounded also.
Oh, yeah.
No, but he can go to any Comic-Con in the world and probably make, you know, $150,000.
Oh, that's how he's been living
him
for
and
the
Peter
past
Mayhew.
30 years, I would imagine.
Have you guys ever seen Peter Mayhew?
Yeah, he's an ugly guy.
He's giant, crazy, yeah. Hair metal hair and everything like this.
Every picture I've ever seen of him, he's in tie-dye. Is that... You guys' experience with Peter Mayhew, too?
I've never met the gentleman.
It's a Wookiee thing.
Well, I haven't met him, no. It's just...
I met Mark Hamill.
You've never Google image searched Peter Mayhew? No,
what about... what
with the safe search on. No.
What about Leia's her Jabba costume? They just sold this.
Slave Leia?
Yeah, they just sold it for like $6,000 or something.
I thought
something
she like was that. Always very sexy in Empire because she was a real woman.
Full what of, she's a full real of woman. Power?
She was a full actualized woman. And I
in what way?
Because my wife's watching.
Because your wife is in earshot right now.
But what are you saying though? Like she was a full actualized.
No,
woman.
like
she was a real boy,
as a real character.
I yeah, it was a,
no, she was good. She was like strong and she. Was
oh, she's running. Yeah, she's getting them out of Hoth when they need to get out of there and everything like
super
this.
Super competent. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nick's a Hillary guy.
Yeah. Well, Bernie, but then yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, but
what, Bernie's like the Lobot of the.
Sure.
But her sex slave outfit was it sex slave? Jabba slave.
Yeah, Jabba's slave, I think, is what it's slave.
Which
Leia,
still to this day,
you
know, for Halloween, where everyone dresses up as a slutty something, mm-hmm. There's always still slutty Leia's.
How do you go sluttier than that, though? Because that's like mostly. Have,
yeah, just that's amazing.
Slutty nothing. Rancor guy.
Just a slutty rancor.
Slutty rancor keeper.
Okay. So we're wrapping it up here. So,
oh, no, we could go another couple more hours.
Well, no, you said slutty rancor, and that was the magic.
Okay,
word.
Yeah, that's true.
We could talk about a slutty rancor. Is this something you've thought about before?
Well, I can show you some fan fiction I've written involving you. It's WWE.
Star WWE Wars. Star Wars crossover
I've seen
events.
Some of that fan fiction. Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I've had fan slash fiction written about me, too.
Really?
I feel like if you reach that level, that's
time to hang it up.
Yeah, time.
Is it for nothing to report? Moses
no,
Mundy?
But,
what's your name again? Moses Mundy?
Delara found a bunch of, like, there's a Reddit.
What's his last name? Moses
Packard.
Oh, Packard.
There's a subreddit of me shirtless from various different forms of media.
Really? You, or is it a Photoshop?
Yeah, but I did that
head?
As a joke.
No. are you Chub Bear Lover 69?
Yep, probably.
All right. Favorite Star Wars movie and favorite character? Clint.
I'm my favorite. Again, favorite, not the best. Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's got to be Han Solo.
And what about obscure character?
Obscure character? Man. I mean, I feel like we've talked about the Rancor Keeper way too much. That is legitimately one of my favorite
more
moments.
Time
he's got more, yeah, than he had screen time in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with some of the jazzy nightclub singers
nice.
At Jabba's
Max,
Palace.
What was the name?
Max Watto?
No,
Max. They're all named
Max
Watto.
Rebo.
Max
Rebo.
Max Rebo,
and
there you go. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
But that's in Jabba's courtyard. Are you talking about the original?
I'm talking about... No, not the Mos Eisley Cantina. Although okay. Those guys are good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm
going to
change my answer. That's real good.
How about they change the music?
Drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Why do they do
that's
that?
Why I'm talking about not the special edition jazz singers from Jabba's Palace,
song.
But the original song.
Oh, ding, yeah. Dong, ding, dong. I remember I bought the soundtrack for the Jedi and listened to that over and over again. They changed the music.
Because they're
they
such.
Do that?
Look, they
Lucas
are such
hates
pros.
His fans.
He does. Lucas is an asshole.
That
and
band,
I'm really mad at Lucas.
That band is so professional that they kept playing even though somebody was falling to their death.
Right.
Hey, the Rancor was literally eating them alive, and they were like, "All right, let's keep this party going, everybody."
Gig's a gig, man.
Yeah, it's like a wedding band after a drunk uncle gives a really bad speech.
We keep playing until the boss tells us
exactly.
To stop.
On Dan Din Dan Solo,
exactly.
Play music.
Favorite. Okay, we've got it's a three part now. Favorite movie, favorite character, favorite obscure character.
Favorite movie is definitely Empire.
Okay,
I gotta say, I think my favorite character might also be Lando. Because there's so much Han Solo that it's like, we get it.
Lando's an untapped guy. They should do a Lando prequel.
Oh, man. They're doing a comic book, I think.
With,
right
like,
now.
Terrence Howard as
no.
Lando.
Oh, God.
Don Cheadle would just take over him.
Scenery chewer.
Lando naturally gets rich and gets into politics, and then there's, like, something that comes out. And
he's like...
Fall from grace. And
he's
to
like,
work his way back.
Lando, he's like, Mayor Goldie Wilson. I'm going to be mayor. Yeah. Mayor Lando Calrissian.
I can see it.
Okay, so favorite obscure character?
Cats
all over
the
place, man.
The Tusken Raiders.
Ooh.
I feel like they're really untapped.
Yeah.
What is their civilization like?
Yeah.
Like, their communication leaves a lot to be desired.
I don't know.
their specialty is just kidnapping Skywalkers.
I tell you what, though, they do.
So they're sand pirates.
They sure do know how to walk single file to disguise their numbers.
And they do a really good job.
So you got to respect that.
How badass was Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Super badass.
He's one of the best characters too.
You got to know he was another one of those guys on set. He's like, what am I doing here?
Right.
What is?
You
this?
Know what he's doing? He's like he sees Cushing in the corner. He's like, dude.
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing?
Cush, come on, man. What are we doing?
I'm doing another picture after this. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Cush, I've known you since 38.
Alec,
is this really what we
stop
want?
Stop it. I get my insurance if we did.
We were.
What, then which guy is
we
that?
We were in Lawrence and Arabia.
That's my Peter. That's your
Peter Jackson impression.
No, that's my Grand Moff Tarkin.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that would be Peter Cushing.
That's Cushing. Yeah.
That's another dude. They dropped these two. Very critically acclaimed Shakespearean actors in with all these amateurs. Harrison Ford was not an amateur. He was great.
No, he was a carpenter.
Well, yeah, but he was also in American Graffiti.
Yeah.
And 1942, I think it was. He was also in that as well.
Ooh. Briefly.
Briefly,
yeah,
right.
I think
right.
so.
I've never seen that.
He had a little bit of a pedigree before that. All right, so Tusken Raiders. All right, Mundy. All right.
Mine is Star Wars.
Okay.
Not A New Hope or Episode 4 or whatever.
Whatever.
But actually, it is The New Hope, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going
that was the first thing George Lucas changed.
Yeah.
When it came out, it was just Star Wars.
Because you also know, too.
It's just Star War. Because, like, really? All the boxes and everything at Fox, because my wife brought some home, they had, like, the original logo, and it was called Star War.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
No, that's serious. That.
Wow.
I mean, because literally
it wasn't Star
from
Wars or the Star Wars, it was Star War.
Why did they change
premiere,
it?
He started changing everything. It's crazy. Yeah. There was no title. There was no opening
well, look,
crawl
I'm
either,
telling
right?
you from firsthand experience. He hates himself, and he has to take it out on the things that he did well that people love, because that's how he's built.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him?
I know him in the mirror.
He knows the sort.
That's how he's built. Truly. So why did they change it to Star Wars?
I have no idea.
Okay.
By the time it made it to screen, I think it was Star Wars, but like looking at all these old accounting boxes that just had like the logo and Star War was like, that's really weird and for some reason seems awkward on the tongue.
It's like the short period of time when Keith Richards was called Keith Richard.
Yeah.
Like the early 70s.
Nobody
were all wrong.
Can we not talk
your
about
nerds
that?
Are just
what, Stones?
This is
or Johnny Mnemonic.
This episode is going to be Star Wars / Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic.
This one's going to be called Star War.
Star War.
All right.
Your fans are going to go, like, the ones that love Star Wars are just going to fact check us.
Oh, they just hate
I've
us right now.
I saw the box. I saw all the boxes.
So you actually have proof.
Not with me anymore.
Visual proof. Yeah. Right.
I saw
if you, if you needed to get some, we could get you.
You would feel comfortable
Johnny
testifying.
Johnny Mnemonic your brain and take out that image.
Was there any Johnny Mnemonic merch? Like Johnny Mnemonic
Let's
dolls
see,
and stuff?
I don't know if there was even a game.
Is there a Keanu Reeves doll? There's probably a few of them.
It's got to
make it. We'll get your action figure.
At least
paint the hair black.
Put a bowl cut on it, and you got every Keanu Reeves.
Although a Johnny Mnemonic action figure would be a great thumb drive to have.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Wow. Seven people would appreciate that joke.
Yeah.
Any
it wasn't a joke. I was serious. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Any toy makers out there that are looking for a special...
send it over to my place along with that last Starfighter stuff.
Tax write-off? Make this thing.
So my favorite character is Lando, too.
Wow. A lot of love for Lando. You guys didn't even realize that until we started talking.
He's the best. Yeah. And then very obscure character is that dick in Mos Eisley Cantina. He's like, I've been wanting it in three systems. He doesn't like you.
Oh yeah!
I don't like you either.
The guy with the messed up face.
Yeah.
And then the guy ends up losing his arms. That's what happens.
Yeah. That's what you get.
And just a really bad edited scene.
Did you learn any lessons from that guy?
if you see some kid in a bar that shouldn't be in the bar, you start bragging about the things you've done.
Good. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you gleaned the appropriate moral from that.
This is my buddy Jericho.
Yeah.
What you learn is you never mess with like the guys that you think you can in your asses you can kick. Like, oh, look at this old man and a kid. Mm-hmm. I could easily kick their ass because those are the ones you stay away from. You stay away from the silent ones,
the quiet ones,
especially ones that look like wizards.
Well, and as soon you know. Maybe the quiet one hasn't done anything well, but as soon as he does something, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, also, that guy is dumb because he was around when Jedis existed. And it was like, that dude looks like a Jedi. Also, he has like a
good
long
point.
Metal
Why exactly? Why
he has a metal rod?
But they were like out on the outskirts.
No,
lightsaber was concealed.
Hold on a second, though, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. 30 years ago when some like Jedi came and tore up the Tatooine at the pod race, people don't talk about that.
That's true. Weren't the Jedi's been driven from the Earth? Weren't they all like underground at that point? Weren't they all dead?
Was mostly
Obi-Wan,
dead. Yeah.
Like the last.
Well,
but
that
I'm
was
sure they
the
had trading cards.
It was the end of the prequels.
Right, because remember,
anybody
it was like,
else?
You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah. He's a hermit now. You stay away from him.
They can't all be Jimmy Smiths.
Also, that is the worst.
Jimmy Smits is a Jedi. That sucks.
No, he wasn't a Jedi. Jedi.
Oh,
he was Bail Organa.
Yeah, he got to just hang out and keep being a senator.
Oh, was he Leia's dad?
Yeah. He raised Luke and or he raised Leia.
So when is Carrie Fisher half Hispanic?
She's adopted.
Yeah,
she's a caravan.
Okay.
I just realized this. Obi-Wan Kenobi was like, look, I got to go in hiding because the Emperor is looking after me. I need like a new name.
Uh-huh. Right.
Ben Kenobi.
Done.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah.
It's like never find you.
No one will ever figure
I'm
that one out.
I'm Superman and I need a disguise. These
well, he
lives
way out
in
the desert to keep an eye on Luke, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Also, if you were Darth Vader, wouldn't you go
at the end of Revenge of the Sith?
I'm going to go check out my old home. Maybe they went there.
Yoda went to Dagobah, and Obi-Wan went to...
What did you just say?
This is how dumb...
A lot of plot holes arise now that they go back and do the prequels from this.
Yeah, no, yeah, because like, okay, hey, I'm Darth Vader, I'm evil now, I just killed a bunch of younglings. You gotta change that name.
Younglings.
Hey, the Emperor, I grew up in Tatooine. Oh, you should probably go there. Because I bet they might have sent your kids there.
Hmm. No, didn't he? They died. He thought they died.
Yeah, but we should just burn the planet down. Because I had a lot of bad memories there.
Man.
Well, they blew up Alderaan.
Living now, bro. We got work to
my
do.
Mom got killed by Tusken Raiders. I think I'm going to go back and kill all of them.
He was
That's
such
a good point, right?
He was such a terrible Frankenstein monster at this point. He didn't know what he was doing.
No!
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to go with Empire. And I was going to say Han Solo, but that's pretty typical. So I'm going to go with...
too easy.
It
right?
is. I'm going with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Nice.
Throughout the course of the series, because I think...
Oh, okay.
I think the original... The prequels, the best character was Ewan McGregor.
He was the only good character.
And also handily. Super, super, super underutilized. Like, I thought when they first cast him, he's going to be the shit. He's going to be the new Han Solo, and he's going to have all this cool stuff to do. And he didn't, which was such a drag, because he was great.
He wasn't
what did he
in the
have
love scene.
In 99, what did he have? He had, like...
He was hot.
Trainspotting. Yeah. He had Trainspotting. A Life Less Ordinary. He had a handful of other...
He was, like, the hot new guy on the block. Yeah. And he fit because he actually, from what I heard,
casting Adam Driver back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also had studied, apparently... Alec Guinness to play a younger version of Alec Guinness, and his cadence and his voice, it sounds like Alec Guinness. He did a great job, a great acting job in that movie.
By the third one, he's doing an Alec Guinness impression.
Yeah. Well, by the third one, he's like
he's actually acting. Because I think he's acting at all. Shut up, George. I got this. I'm an actor.
Yeah, exactly. With the first one, everyone's got to be on their best behavior because it's the new Star Wars and it's George Lucas. And then once they realize how much of a
I bet he was polite as all shit. By the third one, George would talk to him. He would tell him what he wanted, and Ewan McGregor would say, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm, got it. Great. Mm-hmm. And then he would go and do literally whatever he wanted.
I was in Japan once, and there was this guy called Dick Murdoch. He was an old-time wrestler, and he was great. And he was working with this young Japanese boy one night, and the Japanese boy came up, Mr. Murdoch, I have high spot, and we could do this, and drop kick, and high, and head scissor, and corner, and jump over down. And this is not the guy from the Trade Federation, by the way. This is a Japanese guy. Yeah. And Dick was like, uh-huh, okay, uh-huh, yep, okay. And when the kid left, I'm like, how do you remember all that? He goes, I wasn't listening to a word he said. I know what the fuck I'm doing. He went up there and they tore the house down. But he's like, okay, sounds good. Nah, I don't know what he's talking about.
Whatever you going to do.
He punched him in the neck.
Yeah. Give him a throat punch. And
it was the worst match I had ever seen.
Only one of them is alive.
See, you know, that's like the weirdest thing. I'm listening to your podcast. He's like, let's just throw it out there. Let's just figure it out in the ring. Yeah. If I did that, it would be like, oh, we killed wrestling.
Yeah.
It was the worst. Nothing good came of that.
I'm just envisioning like Chris Farley falling through the table. Money just falls to the ring. The ring just—it's not even cool either. Like Big Show Brock Lesnar. It just
it falls
apart.
Clearly an accident.
My feelings are kind of okay. Well,
no,
look. If you ever bring me to the ring, I'm betraying you as soon as possible.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen. So let's not worry about it.
We'll see.
All right. So favorite obscure character. I got a few here. I'm going to go through a list. Bib Fortuna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is the guy? I don't have to explain to you guys, but he was the guy that
looks like the vagina.
He had a big kind of weird. No, he didn't look. Did he look like a vagina? No, he had like weird like tentacles on top of his head. They wrapped around his neck like a scarf.
He's Jabba's guy.
Yes, yeah. Jabba's kind of like guy in the shadows, staring. And
he's
also,
he's the one that brought in Luke, and Jabba's like, "You weak-minded fool!" Smacks him out of the way.
You fought for Jedi mind.
Oh man, I want to swap
the little rat guy.
The
little rat guy.
No. I would swap for Admiral Akbar.
Who also had a weird kind of semi-racist voice.
Oh yeah.
What is he like? He's like a Archie Bunker. What are you talking about, bro?
He just clearly had gills that he was working with
and giant fish eyes.
Yeah,
he was a living fish.
I will say one nice thing about the prequels. In the Revenge of the Sith, Obi-Wan's going after the robot guy who sucked. like
Grievous, yeah.
Yeah, with the
General Grievous. Yeah. The wheezing. And why was he wheezing?
Because he was part human. I don't know. It was weird.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he's talking to, like, this, like, ugly-looking alien who, like, oh, man, I bet this guy is going to be a dick to Obi-Wan because every ugly-looking alien in Star Wars is always a dick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
This guy actually helped him.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, that's cool. Maybe this, this movie's getting worse. This movie's getting worse and there's nothing good in it.
So just going back to what we said an hour ago is that you love this movie because you just wanted to like it so bad.
I just wanted to. It was Star Wars. There's no way Star Wars couldn't be bad.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, like.
There's no way Star Wars could be bad.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just want, like. Okay, and if this is okay, this maybe is, the movie's not perfect, but I bet episode 2 is perfect. I bet they ironed out the kinks.
Listen.
And then I saw episode 2, I was like.
So you feel the same way with Kiss the Elder?
Yeah. Oh, no, I've done that with Kiss. Yeah, it's like, I've done that with wrestling. I've done that with, like, the new generation. No, this is fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be good.
A couple other ones. The whole Greedo thing. I loved Greedo, and this mm-hmm. the whole thing, like, that made Han Solo less sympathetic because he shot first. Mm-hmm. That's such bullshit. I hated that.
That he shot first?
That
they changed it to that Greedo shot first, so Han was reacting.
Right.
There
Han's
was nothing.
Han's
good.
A mercenary. He's an assassin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, he's going to shoot first, huh?
Keep that danger.
Yeah, like,
he's a smuggler.
Well, because he knows what's up. Yeah,
I'm
man.
Surprised Lucas didn't go into Empire and make Landau look less smooth.
Well, you couldn't do that. It's impossible.
Well,
it's impossible.
I'm sure he tried. Yeah. I'm sure he got the
some jump cuts.
Try to get the Whiz Boys over at ILM. Hey, this guy's too smooth. Mess that up.
Can you mess his hair up a bit or something? Yeah. No, sorry. We tried. We put on the hair mess app and it didn't work for
him. Did he actually have a cape or do?
Yeah,
he did have a cape.
It was awesome.
They tried to put.
You remember
only
the scene?
Never looked good in a short.
Yeah.
Cape.
You remember the scene?
Short cape.
Shortly after Han Solo gets tortured in Empire Strikes Back, and like Lando comes in and like tells him what's going on and everything, and Han punches Lando, like Lando pops back up and the cape has been knocked off of him, and putting the cape back on with like a flourish is awesome,
dude. Next time can you get rid of the jacket and do the light up cape?
A light up cape, maybe. How about a light up scarf? That'd be cool.
Oh, God.
What's his opening line when he sees Han Solo? Is Han Solo,
you son no of... good something, you got a lot of nerve coming here,
yeah,
or something
you
like
got
that.
A lot of nerve coming here.
Good stuff.
Hey!
Good stuff.
Yeah. And also, a quick shout out for Aunt Beru. I've never
met. Blue milk, yeah.
Never, and what else? The blue milk?
Milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone else in my life named Beru.
Right.
I'm sure there's probably a generation of people that thought about it but then realized it's a pretty ugly
pretty
name.
Stupid
or,
name.
Or yeah. Bib Fortuna.
Well, yeah, but that's not.
Or Rancor guy.
Yeah, but they're not humans.
What about hey, Dooku? Have you ever met any Dookus?
How about Rancor guy?
My buddy Dooku.
Rancor guy.
I'm sure that's been done. I'm sure some stuff. Yeah.
I met a girl. Actually, she was a lady. Her name was Dorcas.
Ooh, really?
Today. And I tweeted it. Apparently, it's a name from the Bible. And I had a litany of people going, yeah, my name's Dorcas. Or I know a Dorcas. So apparently, there's a whole – there should be a convention for Dorcases.
The Dorcas convention.
Because I'm sure they went through a lot of shit to become a Dorcas.
They need each other now more than ever.
More than ever. Wedge.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Wedge Antilles.
Yeah, but Wedge
appeared in every one of the original three.
Something happened in the 90s where, like, people wanted more Star Wars more than anything. So, and I think this happened with Boba Fett.
Where they Bobo just, Fett?
Bobo
was
Fett.
He was the clown.
He had a clown Bobo monkey bounty hunter.
No, where, like, oh, you know who's cool? Biggs. Let's just
Biggs,
write a bunch of fan fiction about Biggs and really
Wedge.
Pump him up as a character. Yeah.
Now, here's the best one, though. Sergeant Porkins.
Porkins.
Oh, Porkins,
who
happens
to be fat.
Yeah. Right.
Like, what chance did he have? Right, like, I mean...
Did they cast him or rename him?
No,
they wrote Porkins in the... or, you know what I'd like to think? They cast that guy and he was just an asshole on set, so they gave him the nickname Porkins.
Lucas was like, hey, get a fat guy for Porkins.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, George, do you really want to do that? He's like, yeah, right, I do. Then he just does this. Yeah, that'll be good. And then because the Nemordians were originally going to be called, like, Asian guys.
Asian guys?
But then they were like,
Asian guys
too
I know?
Far. But then he was like, no, we'll just call them Asian guys.
Or what about this, though? What if the character was Sergeant Porkins? Because much like Dooku, Luke was like, what are you talking about? Porkins is a great name. And what if this guy came in and just killed it in the read? And killed it in the screen test, and just happened to be a little bit portly.
And everybody's like, "Oh, forgot about
the
back
irony."
I bet Lucas was like, "I saw myself in the mirror today, and I called myself Porkins. So put him in an X-wing and blow him up.
You fat bastard! Porkins. Everything you does is bad."
He's the one.
Porkins,
that's like,
too late.
He's that guy, right?
Yeah.
I like to think his backstory was that he was an excellent lover.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, Porkins over there.
There's a.
I'll show you Porkins.
No, it's 'cause you fuck.
There's a woman in every port who was mad the day Porkins got it.
And a litany of babies without fathers.
No, because it's kind of funny. It's just
dude, you know the other thing we haven't talked about is like how bad Chewbacca gets screwed over?
Because
he doesn't get a medal in Star Wars.
Yeah,
at the end of Star Wars. That's not even fair because George Lucas has literally fixed air quotes, everything else in that movie. It's like racist.
But let's hold on a second. So why do you think that maybe there's like, was he maybe not involved at the same level
Wait, Han gets one, Chewbacca gets one.
The only acceptable explanation is that Wookiees, like as a culture, don't do medals.
Oh, they don't accept medals?
Like, he refused it?
Yeah.
But then, like, give us a nod. Like, I understand what you're doing, but Wookiees don't do that.
Well, yeah, I would love to see three-fifths, Dred Scott, or
it's
Ferguson.
Like watching Duck, Duck, Goose. It's like, duck, duck, no medal for you.
Here's another couple of these. Maybe Alderaans are very prejudiced against Wookiees, and they refuse to give them.
That's why they got blown up. I'm glad they got blown up.
Or here's another one. Maybe it's like Bruce Kulick not getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when Kiss was inducted. Why didn't Bruce get in? He played on...
Are you saying Chewbacca is a Bruce Kulick of...
Chewbacca?
Chewbacca is at least Peter Chris.
The Catman, the Wookiee Man.
I say he's Ace Frehley. I guess Bib Fortuna is the Bruce Kulick.
No. No.
Or Wedge.
Porkins.
No, Biggs.
Porkins is the Bruce Kulick.
Vinnie Vincent.
But he should have... Maybe medals are only allowed for humans.
That's awful.
Okay, look.
Making the rules. I'm just saying.
I got to say the Empire's looking even better. If we're just making rules, the Rebels are like,
Chewie felt like jumping to the Empire? Like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, he might have been. Like, he's standing up there going, like, you guys have no idea what I'm thinking right now?
Right.
You don't even, like, I could tell you guys my plan about screwing you over and going to the Empire, but you wouldn't understand it. Only Han would understand it. And he'd think I'm joking.
Look,
he doesn't
Chewbacca's
listen to a word
at least
I'm
as
saying.
Smart as Forrester Radio, and I'm sure they got medals. They did.
They got Nixon. They got, like, everybody gets a medal day medals, though, didn't they?
Well, maybe he should have at least got a participation.
He should have.
Really. He should have got a participation. Ass. Or they should have done a Lucas re-edit where he just goes nuts and tears off Princess Leia's head.
Yeah. I mean, look, I feel like the only acceptable explanation is that Wookiees, and I'm sure
maybe it's a culture.
I'm sure somebody wrote a doctorate, like a treatise on this somewhere.
Let's put this out to the Talk is Jericho universe.
Yes.
If there's any official explanation as to why Chewie didn't get a medal, let us know.
Yeah.
At Talk is Jericho.
I bet the Trade Federation
on the Twitter
doesn't pull that shit.
They probably do.
Wookiees will get medal. Hey, Chewbacca, why don't you get that? I'll sell you a medal.
I'm a big piece of shit, and I give
you a medal, I sell you medal.
It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
Thanks to Team Tiger Awesome, Clint Gage, Michael Trulli, and Nick Mundy. I think Mundy went right to Hollywood after he finished recording this podcast to sleep outside the Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard until his premiere next Friday. Also, check out Mundy Night Raw. Get what he did there. It's on ScreenJunkies.com. It's his new talk show. Nick Mundy, great guy. Clint and Michael Trulli also doing a lot of work as Team Tiger Awesome continues their bid to take over Hollywood. And as I continue my bid to become the biggest Star Wars fan on the planet, I'm so excited. I'm going to go see Star Wars next Friday night. Got tickets for the whole family. I will give you a review with the Irvin kids the following week, and we're going to find out if the show was good, bad, whatever. But thanks to you guys for being here for the Star Wars Symposium, and thanks to Talk is Jericho sponsors, the one who keep this podcast free for you twice a week. DraftKings.com, play for free when you use the promo code Y2J. DDP Yoga, win an autographed copy of DDP Yoga by tweeting your own DDP Yoga story to me at Talk is Jericho using the hashtag Podcast1. BetDSI, use the promo code Jericho10 to get $10 free. Uber, go drive with Uber. Download the app now. And of course, Amazon, the longest running sponsor of Talk is Jericho. Easiest way to support the show as you do your Christmas shopping. You can find the links by going to podcast1.com. Click on the killer deal button in the top right corner of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got Amazon links for USA, UK, Canada A. Every time you use the TIG Amazon links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage of the show to help us cover production costs. So go ahead, get your jump on the holiday shopping. You can take care of everyone on your list at Amazon. But before you buy anything, go to the Jericho links, podcast1.com. Click on the killer deals button at the top corner of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. All right, that's it. Thanks for joining me on the Star Wars Symposium. Thanks for being here. Last week, Dennis Miller, Becky Lynch was great. Howard Jones from The Devil You Know. And next week on Wednesday,
You ever wonder what happened to certain guys in the WWE? How about JTG? You ever wonder what happened to JTG? We don't have to worry about it anymore because I got him. Yeah, right here next Wednesday. JTG's going to be a podcast. Yeah, boy. Cheer, cheer, cheer. And we're going to leave this week with a big Star Wars chant. Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars.
I lost our kill. You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.